I am Randy Orvis.
That's correct. Today is August 15th, now officially.
We are in the midst of August. State Fair is starting up soon.
A week from today.
Is it a week from today?
22nd, yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Because that's the end of summer, you mean?
Yeah.
And it's back to school.
Kind of signifies the winding down of the summer.
Before you know it'll be Christmas.
I did a little count. St. Patrick's Day. That's like 6 months away.
Yeah, before you know it.
Oh. Before you know it, it'll be November. Because it's my birthday. Before you know it, it'll be October and it'll be your birthday. Not who's counting, right?
7 weeks. Yeah, not far.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways. Tech news, other news, weird things. That's what we do here. Talk about how far away things are on a calendar, on a basis of numbers, on a man-made conception of a measurement of a theory of time and space. So anyway. Hyperloop.
Sounds pretty sweet, huh?
It does sound sweet. I'm slightly underwhelmed by it.
Because he's not actually doing anything with it. He's just like, hey, I'm crazy and I have this idea.
He's open sourcing it.
Somebody should do this.
It's only going to be about 6 billion or 60 billion.
He estimated 6 billion. And everybody else is like, there's no way in hell you can do this for 6 billion. It's going to be like 10 times that cost. I know, but I'm giving people some background instead of just throwing out random ass numbers. Can we do that? Can we just be like, hold a press conference, be like, hey, we got this sweet idea, but we don't have any, we're not going to do it. Somebody should do it.
You know, saving the earth and going to space.
Did you see the new SpaceX video they released today?
The sideways one?
Yeah.
That was yesterday, I think, yeah.
It's freaking insane. It was yesterday. Last night. Last night.
Fair enough. Sideways, right?
Yeah. And then it went to the right sideways, and then it angled to the left, and it went too far, and it, like, centered itself back over the landing pad and land. Did.
He's got a lot on his plate right now.
Apparently.
I'm going to space. Do what I want.
Colonizing Mars.
I think he's just trying to get on asteroids, isn't he?
They're trying to get on asteroids and be able to supply the space station. Did you hear about the people that have been living on the remote island in Hawaii on a old volcano, like on rocks, basically, in a space bubble? They've been on there for 9 months, and they're the ones that they were given freeze-dried food, and they were tasked with coming up with decent recipes for freeze-dried food for people that'll be going to Mars.
Like scientists or astronauts?
Yeah.
They're just like, we're going to put you out on this island for 9 months
Because it's similar to the what the land features would be of Mars.
That's not crazy at all. Do what I want. I'm a scientist.
Pretty much.
Are they astronauts, technically?
I don't know if they were astronauts or not. Should I close that door?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Got some kids.
You hear some kids in the courtyard, and then you don't hear about the enemy. Definitely.
It wasn't us.
It wasn't us. It's probably the guy next door. 325.
True.
Heard it here first.
Or that lady in 321.
Yeah, could be. So anyway, yeah, the Hyperloop. Basically, we kind of already knew what it was, like the railgun style. Apparently, like a big ventilation, keeping the pressure so it doesn't bottleneck and
yep.
Most people at rapid speeds.
And they said there would be
every 30 seconds, like there's a shuttle leaving.
It'd be, yeah, every 30 seconds.
I don't know how you get them loaded that fast, but it seems a little crazy.
But if you watch, like, when people are getting on and off subways, I mean, I don't think subways in, like, New York are stopped for
like
more than a minute.
And I'm sure you have to, like, buckle up or something.
No, you're just along for the ride.
Seemed like a lot tighter quarters than a subway.
We said that there would be two different designs, one, like, depending on which route they would want to go, which would also...
Obviously not California, because they have $0.
Right. They're going to go bankrupt and then fall into the ocean, and we're going to all laugh.
Like Detroit, except for without falling into the ocean.
Yeah. Exactly.
With RoboCop.
True.
RoboCop was in Detroit.
Oh, good call. What do you know about I-Chan?
No, I don't know how to say his name.
I'm going to say I-Chan.
I can't.
I think it's I-Can.
Whatever. Some guy, rich guy, big investor, was like,
apparently,
I'm going to invest in Apple. And it shot the stocks right up. Like, it's not so crazy to me. Like, well, first of all, he probably bought a bunch. So, really, it worked out really well for him because he bought a bunch of stock and then told everybody. I feel like that should be slightly illegal, first of all.
I thought it was, well, yeah, no, that should be. But I guess it's public traded, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. It's not like he works at Apple or anything, right?
Right.
He just sent out two tweets. That was, like, one of them was, like, retweeted over, like, 2,000 times. He's a big investor. He's like, oh, Apple's a good buy. On a side note, Kevin Rose said Apple, you should buy Apple stock the other day.
Really?
And they did a random show.
Oh, yeah. They have a couple that were really long.
The three stocks he would give out as buys right now were Apple, Amazon, and Tesla. It's funny enough. We've pretty much talked about three of those already. But he said, well, Kevin Rose said because they're going to come out with a TV and a watch and they're going to break the waves.
Swatch?
Swatch is coming in September from
Swamsung.
But anyway, Carl Icahn tweeted that, oh, Apple's a good buy. I'm getting in on the ground floor. They should be buying more back. It's funny because then today they paid out dividends, like $3 to.
Do you think Apple has room to grow still?
Yeah.
Stock wise?
Oh. It depends. I think they should probably split it.
Right.
They're buying it back to make less of it, so I guess splitting it would really go against that cause.
Right. See, that's what I'd thought. Because, like, I thought if they would have split it, they should have done it by now. Yeah. And then, like you said, you know, it's like they don't want as many out, so they've been buying them back as they come available. And how does that work? Like, so stock market, there's only X amount of shares available.
Yeah.
But what if we went and we're like, hey, we've got $1 billion, we want to invest in Apple right now. They'd be like, oh, there's only $27 million worth of shares available.
I think that is how it would work. Because people have to be selling, right? Like,
hey, does that seem crazy though?
There's always people buying and selling them.
Like, well, just that there's even a cap. Like you just think they'd just be like, yeah, buy what you want. I mean, I understand why there's a cap, but it's I wonder how, you know, if like when this guy tweeted and he said, hey, you guys should get in on this, obviously a ton of people bought in.
But like, do you think like some were selling,
but do you think
that's
some
made it go up because there's more demand. That's how the stock rises, right? Like,
right. Right. Obviously it's based on supply and demand, but it's like, I want to know what would happen if there was no more available.
It would go up a lot because.
But like, what if you were going to buy it? Like, what do they do? You just be like, oh.
Someone would have to be selling at the same time. So like, someone's always selling because people are always buying.
But people can sell from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Does that seem weird?
Yeah.
It's not like, I feel like they should have like one place. Randy, that's why they have the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
It's
like,
not
it should
like
be like
going down to the market and you're holding them up and throwing them out.
Right.
And having an auction.
It's right? Like you're not like you're doing
it
in the back alley. You're like, hey, man.
Crazy. Like, how is there a company?
Do you know how to invest in stocks? Like, I feel like we should look into that.
I mean, like, what do you mean, how to invest in them?
Like, I don't know. Just
know
like. No, not necessarily it's good. I can do my own research, but
how
like,
do I buy it?
Yeah.
You go to like CharlesSchwab.com. I think you have to have a broker. I think you can do it on your own, but I think that gets a little trickier.
I just want to be able to just like do it on my own. You should move to New York. Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I just want, you know, it's like.
Like you want like 10 stocks that you just buy randomly and sell randomly. Like you want like $1,000.
Like, and then I'll have like a wall and be like, hey, I've got.
Go watch the stock. Yeah. This is Randy's ticker. Look, I just watched Randy lose $5,000. How's that feel?
Don't worry, he's going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to send out a tweet.
He's in the 1%.
I'm going to send out a tweet. Actually, you want to know what's funny? Is Apple finished down 10, or not quite a percent.
Today, because it was yesterday that he did it, so it shot up yesterday and hit 500.
Go look at what. Oh yeah, that. Well, yeah. Look at like the last 5 days; it's climbed almost $100. Almost $50 a share. That's insane. So their stock isn't as much as I thought it was, though. That's kind of crazy.
Because it just hit 500 again since the first time since, like, January.
Because there's a lot. When you think about companies like Google that are worth $860 a share is...
But when you look at the number of shares they have, the number...
Right, obviously, is Apple is way more... Way more.
I'm just,
but
like, saying, like, fuck you, Apple. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, sure, that's what you're saying, but that's okay. I wonder. Volume. Oh, yeah, I get it. Okay, anyways, that was kind of a rant and a half there.
The economics version of...
Yeah, next week we'll be talking about the fiscal cliffhanger.
There's something else you said to me the other day. I was going to tell you because it made me think of the cliffhanger. I don't remember what it is.
You're like, Grandma, you're freaking crazy sometimes. Facebook.
So it's funny because, oh no, I well.
Oh, you want to keep on going.
On the other hand, so Carl Icahn, you know, he tweeted that and said he talked to Tim Cook. It's crazy to me that he has that much power to cause that kind of stuff to happen to. Like today I saw Warren Buffett sold all his stock in Gannett? I don't know, like G-A-N-N-E-T, I don't know how else you say that.
Yeah, the
like,
TV.
They own a bunch of like newspapers and stuff, like, and he bought into Dish. So I wonder how that affected, like, both their stocks. Now you're looking, so I'll find out momentarily. But
yeah,
it's just crazy, like, especially, like, Warren Buffett obviously has a lot of power because he's been in the business forever. Right?
He knows a thing or two about,
like,
a thing or two.
He's very highly trusted, I guess.
Gannett lost, not that much, $1.50 a share in the last 5 days.
Okay.
So, not too crazy. I mean, it's down 5%, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So when you look at it that way, I guess.
But I don't know. It's just crazy, like, those two guys, like, just have that much power just by saying what they're doing, right? Like, how many people follow suit, right?
Oh, and really?
Dish didn't go up that much. Is that what you're looking at now?
No, it was Gannett.
And then on the other hand, so anyway, so Carl Icahn had. But then on the other hand, Larry Ellison?
Yeah.
He had an interview with CBS, I believe. And he was talking about how Apple's basically doomed. And about how he hates Google, which Randy loved.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. He thinks they're evil, but that's because he tried to get all the money, because he thinks they're stealing his patents.
It's true. It's like any big company. Like, when you're sitting on the top of the pedestal, I mean, you're putting yourself out there, and that puts a lot of pressure on a company also, because I mean, you can't always be number one. I just don't, like, I think
that's what everyone's argument against Apple is, right? Like, someone's gonna topple them,
right? And like, it will happen, you know, but it's like, that's why I think Apple is starting to, you know, it's like they were really set on, no, our iPad is gonna be the iPad. Our phone is going to be the phone. We're putting out one a year. And I think they're doing what they're doing now, sort of to... I almost feel like they're filling in sort of this demand, because they don't... I mean, it's like, what more do people want? We've talked about it before. They want a flamethrower on their phone. I mean, because they have a really good phone already. And how do you keep people interested in a piece of hardware that... I mean, you could essentially keep an iPhone for 2 years plus, and it'll be a relevant piece of equipment.
It's funny, because I was watching the Vergecast earlier, and they were talking about the same thing. But they were talking, like, they were saying, like, Steve Jobs would go up there with, like, take the iPod, for example. And every year, on, like, every September, they would have an event, and they would be like, this is the new iPod. And people would go buy new iPods because it looked different. The software was identical for years until it iterated to this perfect, you know, user interface. But for Tim Cook, the phone is, the entire thing is a surface. It's a screen. Like, you can't really go anywhere from there.
Yep.
And so the software is staying the same, getting slightly better each year, of course. But it's like, what is he supposed to do? Like,
right.
It's just funny that same argument.
So, yeah, see? So we're a credible podcasting place. But it's like, yeah, it's like, so I don't know. I mean, they, I feel like they... Yeah, they kind of are right now. And I mean, like, these things, they're going to be putting out the iWatch. So, I mean...
It'll be called, inevitably.
Yeah, you know? So it'll be interesting to see where... I mean, they really need to start branching out their business. And, I mean, if the TV is going to happen, I would say... I guess it really doesn't matter when it happens, because people will scoop that up without question.
They're also comparing, like, Steve Jobs is kind of like Jeff Bezos, where people just had faith and it didn't matter that they weren't making money, like, or whatever they were doing. Like, they had faith that he would, you know, stay, like, Amazon never makes money, but investors stay happy, right?
Yeah.
But with Tim Cook, they don't have that same faith and that same relationship with, and so it's harder for them to just put trust in him. And, like, when he's been talking about how he's had interest in TVs for the last 9 months or,
well,
18 months, really, you know.
And it's one of those things, like in any sort of thing, trust takes time. Like, trust isn't something that you inherit. It's something you definitely have to earn. And he most definitely has his work cut out for him, you know, because I feel like, how long has Steve been dead? Has it been 2 years?
We're almost to 2 years.
In October.
October 5th.
So it's like, I mean, so I still think
so it was in August that he stepped down. So it's 2 years since Steve. It's got to be really, really close. I think it was like in the early 20s.
Because I feel like we talked about
that he stepped down and Tim Cook took over.
I should go back to some of our old podcasts around when that happened, because I know we had talked about, and I feel like I
inevitable time.
Yeah, like. When they, like, the make or break kind of move would be.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're getting sort of to that timeline.
And we had talked, like, you hear different numbers all the time. Some people said they had, you know, a few years in the make is already, because it takes so long. Some people said 5 years.
Yep.
But we're getting to that point where you can see it, like, just with the fact of the iPad mini, and if they do come out with multiple different phones, or if they were to start coming out with phones more than just once a year, like, mm-hmm. That's definitely a response to Samsung.
It's a volatile market,
yeah.
And they, you know, I read an interesting article. I wish I would have saved it, actually. Maybe it was something about, yeah, fourth quarter last year. No, second quarter of last year, of this year, sorry. Second quarter of this year, 187.4 million Android smartphones were shipped out versus 31.2 million iOS. So it's like, I mean, part of that is...
not sold.
Right, but that number is still... I mean, and that kind of goes back also to the... I mean, phones last. Apple iPhones just last, you know? So people aren't... It's like iPod. I've had mine for 5 years,
yeah.
And it works. But Android smartphone, I still have my two old ones. One of them works, but the battery just dies. Android OS market share increased from 69% a year ago to 79%, and Apple's...
Is that worldwide or in the U.S.?
Worldwide. And Apple's decreased from 16.6 to 13.2. So it's like... And then in tablets, and I'm not even going to discuss tablets, just phones in general. I mean, like, those numbers are just unbelievable to me.
Well, Lenovo announced today, now they're the number one PC maker, and they announced that they sold more phones and tablets last quarter than they shipped PCs.
I believe it.
I mean,
I would love one of those Lenovo phones.
But just in general, like, that's the way the world is moving.
Well, mobile is, I mean, your phone is turning into essentially your computer.
Right.
But I was just talking to a friend of mine on Raptor Source, and they cut, like, all of their cable completely, TV and internet, and they're using cell phone data solely now. I'm not to that point.
Like
I couldn't do that.
Spotting?
Must be. So I don't know if they have unlimited data on their phones. That's like, that's the only way that you could do it. But So anyways.
And while we might as well just wrap up all this. We're talking about Apple getting into TV. They acquired, Matcha.tv this morning / last night, which is a recommendation service, essentially, a second screen option. And people are saying, I hadn't heard of them prior to this, but from everything I read today, like, they had insanely good algorithms for recommendations, like, much better than, like, what Netflix or Amazon or IMDb, as we discussed earlier, not in this podcast, but in
Big Geek Movies.
So check it out. Their podcast. So we were talking about this. IMDb was, like, recommending a movie. Like, people who liked this also liked this, but it was a movie that wasn't even out yet. But apparently, Matcha.tv was a very good second screen, and so Apple acquired them today. It's pretty much been let out or known now that the iPhone event is going to happen September 10th, they're saying, which pushes us to have to have it the 10th. I don't know what day of the week that is.
September 10th? That's a Tuesday.
So, well, that makes sense. So I would assume, would they ship them that Friday? I bet they would.
Yeah.
So then the phones will come out the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th? 15th or 16th? That puts us almost exactly a month out for new iPhones. Or it would be the week after. Maybe that's what it is. Pre-orders, I bet the 16th. Or however that works. 14th. Phone goes on sale the 21st. iOS 7 will come out September 14th. That seem right? Seems right to me. Heard it here first. And then, yeah, that's it. For Apple news, I guess. You got anything else about Apple you want to talk about?
Nope. Keep doing what they're doing.
It is funny, though, on a side note, back to kind of the stock market aspect of it, like, just people just keep investing in Amazon and they don't make any money. But, like, Apple just makes money every, like, they just make so much.
Well, and that, and like you said, I mean, that's the whole, like, Apple has a, that Apple, I need to finish reading an article, and it was, like, talking about Apple users, and, like, not that there's a mental problem with them, but it's, like, it was, like, basically how they're kind of brainwashed, like, to believe that you need the next latest and greatest thing automatically. But it goes to show, I mean, like, no matter, we've talked about it before, it's, like, Apple could put out whatever. I mean, they could put out a Apple-branded mouse pad if they wanted. Randy, you don't need a mouse pad because they run on Magic anyways. It's, like, fine. I don't know, for, like, their desktops. You know, it's like they could do something like that, and people would be like, holy crap, there's a glowing Apple logo in the center. I want that. The contoured edge.
It allows the laser to read it perfectly.
You know, it's like
the finest control of movement ever possible on a Mac computer.
Thank you. But it's like, but that just goes to show you, like, with Amazon, like, what I love about Amazon is it's, like, people are running with complete blind faith. Like, they just trust that Bezos is, like, they firmly believe in the direction he's taken their company, and, like, they know they aren't making money, but they know that that will change. And that's why I'd sent you the list on Monday, was it, for the Forbes top innovative companies of 2013, and Amazon is number 2 on the list. And it's like, that's crazy, you know, ahead of,
number 5, I think.
Yeah, ahead of Apple, and then Apple was ahead of Google.
It was like 7 or 8.
Yep. Which that kind of shocked me.
They have been narrowing their focus, I feel like, though. I mean, they're still doing crazy shit.
But you think
with Google X and Sergey making hamburgers.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and that's what kind of shocked me to hear, was that they would be below, because I would feel like, and this isn't even being fandom,
in
technology,
in useful way.
And maybe, I didn't read
not
enough
fantasy.
About it.
No, I'm just kidding.
But it's
a
like,
a lot of stuff's kind of just like, out there. Like,
right, but that's
eventually
like,
eventually it'll be stuff
innovation
like
is,
and self-driving cars are all things that will come to fruition at some point, but.
So is that not what
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So that's what kind of shocked me. And that's not even coming from, like, a fanboy.
Was number 1.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Innovative. Cloud computing.
Cloud computing. They're crazy. It's funny because we have a lot of stuff going on with them right now at work.
Cloud computing. That's what they're all about.
Amazon's pretty awesome. They gave me 1-day shipping on it.
On what?
On my Calvin and Hobbes.
You just get the email?
Mm-hmm.
You're mad. So is it going to be here tomorrow?
No, it's not going to ship until Monday.
But it'll be here Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
You were just telling me how mad you were.
I know. I am. I'm still kind of pissed off.
Talk about Microsoft? I like the same company, so it's all right.
Yeah, let's talk about Microsoft first.
So, 8.1 is officially, I believe, coming October 17th?
Yes.
If you're interested. And apparently it's going to ship with Skype installed, so you don't have to...
Don't fret Skype. Not.
Saving some time there. The YouTube app has been broken on Windows Phone again, and Microsoft's pissed, apparently.
It was funny. I didn't get a chance to read the articles today, but I saw them popping up everywhere, and it made me laugh.
So there's that. And in an Xbox 540 news, I didn't want to use the 180 again, so
I get you.
Kept going with it.
It's funny.
apparently, you will not need to have the Kinect hooked up to make it work anymore. And they also said they will not be shipping on time in multiple countries.
That's awesome.
Why?
So I'm waiting in line.
But I thought it was going to be...
if it's not shipping on time...
It's still fine in America, but not right. Other countries.
But that means other countries will be buying from here.
But I think it's region locked.
Really? They're Blu-ray. You can't lock a Blu-ray.
PlayStation 3 will not be carrying NFL Sunday tickets this year.
Sad news for PlayStation 3 owners. Do you play your PlayStation 3 at all?
Well, but Sunday Ticket was like, you know...
I know, it was...
TV is the only way right. You get it.
Do you use yours?
For Blu-ray player?
Oh. Alright. Why, Randy? Because I want to play The Last of Us still.
Borrow it. I don't watch movies that often.
No, that's fine.
I'm watching The Wire right now. That's
awesome. Yeah, and I've been playing Hitman. So, and I'm going to buy that package. We'll talk about that after. Keep on going.
No, that's all I got for Microsoft. Do you have anything you want to say about the Xbox One?
Nope.
Facebook is supposedly making Facebook payments, similar to PayPal.
Do you think that's smart?
Why not?
Hmm.
People are already on Facebook. They want to be everything to everyone. Right?
I feel like people are super worried about Google, and they should be worried about Facebook.
Yeah, people are worried about Facebook.
Are you worried about
Google reading your email again all of a sudden?
No, I don't care about that. Is. Apparently. No, it's the people that aren't actually signed up for...
That was what they went... Because Neilai was the one that kind of... From The Verge...
It's like, whoa!
He kind of... Because they all ran a story, pretty much everybody did, that was misprinted because they just took the headline.
It was, because I read the story, like I saw the headline and I was like, Google, don't be doing this to me. And then I read it and I'm like, Mike, you guys, seriously? Like, and well played journalists, because news like that, you're going to get people to read your articles.
Right.
But it's kind of dick moves on their part.
But don't worry. Google, I mean, obviously they're reading your emails, so it's always on the ads, but that's beside the point.
Right. Well, that's like anything you do. You're on Facebook, guess what? They're reading your posts, they're reading your Facebook statuses, they're reading...
Information.
Yeah.
Speaking of selling information, looks like BlackBerry's gaining information to see if they should sell themselves or sell off part of the company.
Did we talk about this before?
I cannot believe that happened. That's just like out of left field.
What?
Apparently everybody but them knew it was coming, so...
Oh man!
Good job, Blueberry.
It just makes me laugh.
That they're crazy.
That they're that naive.
Well, we were considering this option, and it looks like we may be selling some of our company for no reason at all.
Yep.
But anyways.
there anything else you have, Randy? Yeah, in fact, I do. Yes. One. This is in no particular order. Every Goosebumps episode ever is now streaming on Netflix.
I didn't see that.
Is that awesome or what?
There's already some on there. What was I watching?
No, there is. And there's a couple cable channels that have them also.
We were watching it the other day. We watched one. Which one? Oh, Say Cheese and Die. Which was
nice.
Book, if you're curious. And it's funny because Ryan Gosling was in it. He's like 8. I was like, is that him? Like, then I had to Google it, and it was. And I was like, that's super weird.
That's pretty awesome, huh?
I was like, it's funny that that's the one we picked, and he was in it. Anyway.
My Fitness Pal, they're like one of the larger applications on PC, Android, iOS.
Yeah.
They're for tracking like calories for food and then workouts and whatnot. They just raised $18
million. $18
million. To try pushing more availability internationally, which is
a lot of money.
That's crazy. It's a rather small app. I mean, it's large user base, but for a smaller company, because I think there's only 8 people that work there. That's insane.
It's like 2.25 million each.
Yeah, no big deal, right?
Right.
I don't know the guy's screen name. I couldn't find it. But it's been a long time since we've heard of the infamous Lulzsec. Remember them? So they were one of the bigger hacking groups that was taken down by a mole.
Cebu.
Yes. His name is Reynaldo Rivera. He's 21. He's from Arizona. He was just sentenced on Monday to a year in prison, 13 months of house arrest, and 1,000 hours of community service for hacking Sony. He, in the two, no, it was Neuron, I just found it.
Oh, okay.
For that 2 years and 1 month, he cannot have access to the internet.
In prison?
In prison and when he's in house arrest. How do they make sure that he's not on the internet? I don't know. Is that not insane? Well, even if he's being being gone from the world for a year is good enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he'll be so out of the loop. 10th anniversary. Oh, we'll wait with that one because I like that one. That's the last. I have two left. So one, the new Nexus 7. Did you hear there's some multi-touch issues?
And GPS issues before that.
Yeah, both. And so it was like I didn't read on the GPS. I did see that they were like, I didn't read what explicitly was happening. First off, can I just say, who the hell is using a tablet for their GPS? Use your damn phone.
It is weird. I agree. Well, some of them have cellular though. The new ones.
LTE? Oh, yeah. Fine. I'll give it to you.
I thought it was weird too. But
I was like, I don't even care. But that makes sense. But the multi-touch issues. And it looks like it was only like, it was like a super like weird case. Because there's like the program to show like how the multi-touch is reading with the axes.
Right.
And it was like the tablet had to be laying this way and your fingers had to be like in this certain sector, like 2 fingers in certain spots. And then it would freak out. And it's like it's no doubtably a glitch in there, and it's funny because the first Nexus had the same exact problem.
That is funny.
So Google's looking into both of those. I didn't have time today to see if they have patched it yet, but I feel like it would be a fairly easy thing for them to patch. The last thing that I have is the infamous Pirate Bay. Everybody's out to get them. It must have been Monday. They had their 10th anniversary, which that seems crazy to me because I remember
not even around 10 years ago? I mean, come on.
I remember when they came on the scene. Like, that's unbelievable to me. Well, with their 10th anniversary, they released their own uncensored web browser.
You're out of high school, you're in college.
That's right. I was.
Haven't stopped since.
No, I don't pirate anymore. That's for you video folk. Uncensored web browser called the Pirate Browser. So, I don't know how, like...
Did you download it?
No, I didn't. I just haven't been home really since...
I'm just asking.
But in their first day, I think it was, they had, it was like, I can't remember if it was 100,000 in the first. It was a ridiculous amount of downloads for their own personal browser. And it was a way, this browser, like, and I've ran into this problem, like my internet traffic getting blocked by Comcast. Like if I'm,
really?
Yeah, if I'm torrenting stuff, all my stuff gets capped. I don't download stuff illegally. That's what you were insinuating. I was downloading it. I was downloading Linux, which is completely free, Red Hat version, version 10. It's an old one. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Anyways.
And Black Buntu. Anyways, your internet speed gets capped when you're doing that.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks. And this supposedly goes around all of that, which seems crazy. That's all I know on it.
And you can use it like as a proxy to it.
It has a proxy built into it.
Yeah.
Like to help. That's what it does. Yep. Oh, I lied. I do have one more.
Humble Bundle.
It's like the Humble Bumble. Humble Bumble? What is it?
Bundle.
No, I know. From Frosty the Snowman. The Bumble. Excuse the Bumble. They call him the Humble Bumble? Bumble.
I don't know.
Bumble. Now, Bumble is a weird word.
Bumble.
Anyways. Excuse the Abominable, but they call him Bumble.
Anyways.
Welcome to Bleed Geek.
Bumble.
Bundle. humble bundle.com. I don't know where they came from. They
been doing it for a while.
Apparently, I just found out about them. Yeah.
Going so crazy about it?
Yeah. Check it out. Go to humble
bundle.com.
Games.
But they do it for books sometimes too.
Really? Oh, I bookmarked it and I have it in my RSS now so I can follow it.
Something else recently.
So it's a site that does these bundles.
Oh, indie games.
And no, these aren't indie at all.
Sometimes they have an indie game one.
Oh, they have weekly ones that are indie games. So anyways, So what it is it's basically a fundraising site and they work out some deal. So they worked out a deal with Origin, who is noted for Battlefield 3. If you go there, you donate X amount of dollars. You can do a custom amount, $10. Yeah. And then you can tip Humble. So on here, you have to... Right now, it's like for any amount. So like even for a dollar. For a dollar, you get Dead Space, Burnout Paradise, the Ultimate Box Set, which is sweet, Crysis 2 Maximum Edition, Mirror's Edge, I'm not familiar with, Dead Space 3, and then Medal of Honor. Like, those titles... No, I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay.
Those titles alone, they're still... Like, Medal of Honor is still $50. So, you can do that for any price. So, if you donate... Yeah, so if you donate more than the
average,
which right now is $4.79, right, you get Battlefield 3 and Sims 3 starter pack. So it's like you get three games in one, basically.
Is that on PC only, or is it Mac?
PC and Mac. That specific sale has 12 days left.
Okay.
But it's unbelievable. So it's like, so you can say, you know, like, I want to donate $25. And then you can split, like, where you want it to go. So right now, like, yeah. So you can donate it all to, like, American Cancer, all the Red Cross, San Francisco AIDS, WOTC, or Human Rights Campaign. And then you can also do a Humble tip, which is money that would go straight to Humble for setting up this scheme. Not, I don't want to say scheme because that makes it sound bad. But it's like, that's, it's just crazy to me. And then they also do, so that's like the bundle they have going on. And then right now they have, or they have weekly sales also, which are sponsored by typically web stars. And then they're doing it for their favorite charity. So this week it's, and it just came up starting today, PewDiePie, which is, he is a huge game reviewer, from England, I believe. So his right now in his bundle is a couple indie games, one called Botanicala, MC Pixel, or McPixel, Thomas Was Alone, The Showdown Effect, and then if you pay more than the average, which is $2.46, you get Amnesia, which I've heard unbelievable, like it's a game basically that you don't want to play because it's pretty scary, but that everybody should play. So I watched his review on it, and he, I mean, it's just like raving reviews. And then I asked Shelby, and she's like, without a doubt, get it. His sale just started at noon today. Well, just after noon. It's been on for 7 hours, so 2 o'clock our time. They've already sold 55,000 copies.
Pretty good.
Which is insane. So you can, and you can see... Well, they show, right, but they show, they, there's a pie chart that shows it.
Does it show, like, how much money has gone to each place, then?
Yep. Oh, it does, no, it shows by platform is what it has it broke down by. So, like, 10, I would say 5% is Linux, maybe 10% is Mac, and then the rest is Windows. But, so he's raised, right now, $135,000, basically, for the... other, like the main sale, let me go back to that because that one's been up now for 2 days officially. It has sold as of right now 973,000 bundles.
That's crazy because an hour and a half ago before we started, you said they were at 880.
Yeah. And their average is $4.80. They've raised $4.6 million. The top contributor right now, they show the top 10 people. So I'm guessing a lot of them are, well, people probably just that have tax benefit also to donating, $2,000. Like the top five are over $1,000.
That's crazy.
Like that's really cool. So it's
check it out.
Humble. I'll put the link on our Facebook page, humblebundle.com.
It's .com and not .org?
.com.
It's a cool place.
Yes, ma'am. Sir, that was weird. It's because I was looking at G-Chat from
sure.
Nicole.
I was looking at it.
Yeah, it's because it's over there. It's weird. That is it. So, follow us.
Since Randy is going to put that link on our Facebook page, you should probably follow our Facebook page.
Yeah, just in case you've already forgot what that link is.
The link? Humble Bundle?
Oh, Mike, you can't tell them. No, facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Oh, that's the real link.
Yep.
Or at bleedgeek on Twitter, or twitter.com/bleedgeek. You could check out our Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. Or call us, or email us, or text us at 406-794-3357.
Yep.
406-794-GEEKS, or email us at fans@bleedgeek.com. You could also follow us individually on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall. That's our sign.
So we'll have to shut down the shop here. But as always, we appreciate you listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I am Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Amazon.